In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. We are drawn together as God's family from Whitkirk, Colton, and beyond on this our patronal festival to offer praise and thanksgiving, to ask the forgiveness of our sins, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world, and to seek God's grace, that through the Son, Jesus Christ, we may give ourselves to God's service. A very warm welcome to this service as we gather together on our patronal festival as we remember the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's good to have you with us. A little later this morning, people will be gathering here live for worship, a limited number, and also on Wednesday. I hope you know by now that slots are available for live worship. Despite the current uncertainties, the church is continuing on its path to be able to gather people together for worship. We are trying to make sure that we've got it's as accessible as it can be to people, and that information is out there that everyone can access. Thank you for your patience as we continue in this process. As you can imagine, there's lots of work to be done behind the scenes to make these things happen, and we are working hard to make sure they do. And I hope to see you soon for worship. In the meantime, of course, this online worship will continue for the next few weeks in this current format, and then we'll look to bring things together, hopefully towards the end of the year, as our live worship and our online worship come together and we maintain a presence of both. But it's the same act of worship, if you like, being streamed. So good to have you with us as we celebrate our patron. And let's sing the first of our hymns, Sing We of the Blessed Mother.
Thank you.
Born under the law, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of sin. Let us come to him that he may heal us and set us free. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, who looked upon the lowliness of the Blessed Virgin Mary and chose her to be the mother of your only Son, grant that we who are redeemed by his blood may share with her in the glory of your eternal kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Galatians. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father! So you are no longer a slave, but a child, and if a child, then also an heir, through God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Alleluia, Alleluia. Greetings, favoured one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's something about Mary. It's the name of a film title, but it seems a good sentence which always comes to mind as we gather together for our patronal festival. And it's a patronal festival that's also mingled, in my mind at least, with a dedication festival when we give thanks for this place. So it's very appropriate as we remember Mary this week that we come back into church for public worship, that the doors will be open. And I know there are limitations, I know things are different, but it is a joyful moment for us to worship together, even in the midst of the anxieties that surround us at this present time. And this morning in this sermon, I wanted to reflect a bit on Mary's story and how it's weaved with our story as the church here and what's going on for us at this time. And where better to start than here at the door? These doors will be opened and people will be able to come together and worship again. But that seemed a really helpful image as we thought of Mary, as we think of Mary, and how she continues to speak to us today, of how the angel came and knocked at the door of her heart and said, Are you willing to welcome me? Are you willing to say yes? Are you willing to serve? That knocking at the door is a lovely image. And the door here, of course, is one that has been closed. And I will be rejoicing in the sense that it will be open. But yet there's all sorts of fears and anxieties, concerns about what things look like for us. But nevertheless, we say yes, we open the door and we hope and trust that it's the right thing to do at this moment. Of course, for Mary, she had all sorts of anxieties and fears about what the future would hold for her. But she opened the door of her heart and said yes. And aside from church buildings, that opening the door of our heart is something for us to ponder too. How much do we open the door of our hearts? How often do we close the door on God coming to us and asking something new of us? Mary's festival that we celebrate today is a reminder to keep on saying yes, to be prepared to have the door of our hearts opened again and again. So let's open the door of St. Mary's and see where it leads us. So our next stop on our journey, as we think with Mary, as we come back from this time of separation, is here in the midst of the nave of the church. You'll see that it looks a little different. There are some striking yellow dividers to make clear which pews we sit in and which that we don't. And things will feel different, but it will be good for us to be back together. And I wanted to stand here because this seemed to be an image in the centre of the church of something important. And I wanted to think a little bit about nurture. So as we think of Jesus and Mary opening the door of her heart so that she might conceive and bear Jesus, we think of his nurture in the womb, of how there, in a place of safety and warmth and security, that tiny life grew to become a child. And if we think of St. Mary's, it's not a bad image of how we might understand the church as being a womb where we are safe. It's why it's such a tragedy when abuse scandals rock the church, because it's a place where we should feel safe, where we should feel nurtured, where we are fed and sustained, and of course where we grow together and become the people God hopes for us to be. So as we think of coming back to church, we think of that sense of being nurtured in the womb of the church. We've done an amazing job over the last few months of being held together through our online worship, through this worship, which will, as you know, continue, and through other ways. People have been so kind and generous about how they have given themselves to each other. That nurturing of ourselves as human beings and in the faith has continued. But something particular happens when we gather together as God's people. And it will be good to be together, to be nurtured. We take it so seriously where all find a welcome and are nurtured in their journey with Christ. We are on a journey, we are learning, and we are growing together. So that's the second image. The first, knocking at the door of our hearts. The second, like the womb, the church being a place where we are nurtured and where we grow together. Let's see where the third takes us. And here is that third image, perhaps unsurprisingly, the statue here in the corner of Mary with her son. Now, many of you will have looked upon this statue at times in the past. And if you have, I hope you have noticed that the way in which Mary holds Jesus is not the cuddle that you might associate with a mother cuddling her child. It's something different. Obviously, the sculptor is trying to capture something different. And so you'll see that Mary's left arm is under her son, holding him, but her gesture is one of presenting him to the world. Her right hand is there saying, "Here he is. Behold the Word made flesh." She is presenting Jesus to the world. And again, that's not a bad image for us as we remember who we are as Christian people and how Mary is so important to our story. We have a God who knocks at the door of our hearts, a God whom we invite in should we wish to, and who makes our hearts bigger, as the Magnificat says. A God who nurtures us as we journey through our faith, as we gather together as his people in the church which Christ founded. And then, of course, we present Jesus to the world. We offer him in our own unique and particular way. No one can manifest Jesus to others in the way that you can. And we present him. Our lives are an offering. We offer them back to the God who gave them to us, who has nurtured us, because that's our calling. You remember Mary's story that we heard in the Gospel. We only heard a little bit of it. We heard the Magnificat, or the words that became famously known as the Magnificat, where Mary has seen Elizabeth, her cousin. And you have this wonderful song of joy. Despite all the anxieties she'd been through, all the fears that she carried, as any new mother carries, we hear this song of joy. And for us, those are words we need to hear. Despite all the anxieties and fears that we carry at this time, we have a song of joy to sing as we present Jesus to the world, as we know him more deeply at work in our lives. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. What wonderful words they are. They speak of a God who comes amongst us, and we invite in, knocks at the door of our hearts. We invite in, and our lives are changed, bit by bit, day by day. Not always easy, but yet our song is one of joy. Brothers and sisters, let us, as we gather together for worship, as we go about living our faith in our daily lives, make Mary's words ours. As we say together, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. Amen. Let us affirm our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray. We pray for this church of St Mary and for our community here. On this, our Heritage Weekend, we remember and give thanks for all those who are part of the history of this church. For all those who have and will continue to serve you in this place. As the smoke of incense rises up, we remember the many thousands of prayers and praises that have been raised to heaven. Within the walls of this church, our history is formed. Outside the walls of this church, our pilgrimage has been made. We give thanks for the opportunity to re-enter the church building this weekend after a long separation. We give thanks for all those who have helped to create a safe and welcoming space for our worship. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our world, which is sometimes chaotic and cruel, but is also full of wonder and creation. We pray for those places where the light of Christ does not shine. For those places of the world that are ruled by war and unrest. For those places of the world where there is famine and poverty. We hold in our prayers the many thousands all over the world who are affected by coronavirus. And for the medical professionals who are caring for them. Give wisdom to all in authority and direct this and every nation into the ways of justice and peace, that we may honour one another and seek the common good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for ourselves, for all that has been and all that will be, for strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, We give thanks for the many blessings bestowed upon us. We pray for our families and friends, for all our neighbours. Remembering today, we pray for the residents of Bennett Court. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We hold in prayer the sick and the suffering, those who live in fear, those who are struggling with debt, and those who are trapped by anxiety or depression. Gracious God, give strength to the weak, hope to the despairing, and faith to the doubting. From this community, we remember by name those who have asked for our prayers. George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Maud, Mike Jackson, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, and Terry Foster. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the dying and for those who have passed through death and into eternity with you. We remember Agnes Howard, who has recently died, and for Les Roberts and Leonard Swan, whose anniversary of death occurs at this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. United with the Church across the world, let us pray with confidence using the words our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. God of light and power and glory, we rejoice in your light. We live by your power. We look for your glory. May we, like Mary, be open to your call to behold your presence, that we may give ourselves to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We thank you, O God, for you are gracious. You have loved us from the beginning of time, and you remember us in times of trouble and of joy. Your mercy endures forever. We thank you, O God, for you came to us in Jesus Christ, who has redeemed the world and saves us from our sins. Your mercy endures forever. We thank you, O God, for you have sent your Holy Spirit, who comforts us and leads us into all truth. Your mercy endures forever. Amen. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called the Prince of Peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Christ, the Son of God, born of Mary, fill you with his grace to trust his promises and obey his will. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Thanks be to God.